Joining us on the telephone to talk about agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I want to start with Brazil. It's a head-scratcher because yesterday in their report, WASD made no change in the potential size of the crop in Brazil, leaving it at 88 million metric tons. And a lot of different private organizations have been suggesting a bigger number. From a weather standpoint, can you see a bigger number than 88?
I do for now, but I don't know that I would keep it later, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
I think we're going to run into a little bit of a weather issue for that part of the world a little bit later here this month, more likely in January. And I think we need to be cautious with it. Certainly, if things continue as they are right now, the production potential is tremendous. They put a lot of seed in the ground, and conditions have been almost ideal. And if it were to stay like this, certainly it would have to be a bigger crop. But I do think that we are at the end of the pristine weather, and we're going to start seeing a little bit more adversity with some dryness developing in some of the south and some excessive rains in the north. And this will begin probably in the next week, and we'll likely see it staying with us on into January. And the end result of that is we may shave off a little yield for some of the southern crop.
Does that also impact Argentina?
It may. The eastern portions of Argentina could very well be a part of that. The pattern that's setting up is not necessarily a blocking type weather pattern, but Argentina is where the higher pressure is going to be present aloft, and because of its presence there, it reduces rain downwind into southern Brazil. So Argentina will be impacted as well, but probably not quite as significantly, mainly because of the fact that we'll still be allowing some storm systems to move across southern portions of Argentina, whereas further north it might not be so good.
Turn your attention to the U.S. corn and soybean belt. What concerns do you have? It's going to turn cold again, is it?
Absolutely. And this little snow we picked up today was really important across some of the Midwest, because we had actually developed a little hole with our snow cover. And temperatures tonight are supposed to drop down near and below zero across some of the northern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and neighboring areas. And some of that snow-free country was vulnerable to some winter kill for that soft wheat crop. I think we've filled in those pockets relatively well. I think we still have some exposure, though, so a little bit of concern about the wheat conditions as we go through the next 24 hours. Certainly the cold is going to continue to come and go fairly frequently yet through the weekend.
Thank you, Drew.
Have a good day.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that is today's closing market report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.